So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Second down. Goff works out of the gun. There's the snap. Goff back. Goff looking. Goff throwing left side. Up end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Detroit Lions. Isaac Tesla. Goff to the rookie. 12 yards on the connection, and the Lions extend their lead.
Thank you to the Lions Radio Network. Lions win this game 44-30. Put away the Cowboys, Pearl, and maybe put away the Cowboys' playoff chances. As faint as they were coming into this game, they could not afford a loss. Well, they did lose, and now the Lions may be trending up, and Dallas is trending down. Goff was very good in this game, 25-34, 309 yards, a touchdown, no picks, only took one sack, whereas Dak Prescott had much bigger passing numbers, 376 yards passing, but did have the two interceptions and took five sacks in this game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. So the Lions next week go to the Rams, and they are still in a pretty much a must-win situation. I just don't know how good the team is. And actually, I'm not even sure why they're not quite as consistent as last year. Even when they started having injuries all over the place, you could still count on them. I don't know. Something is a little bit missing, because I actually felt like Dallas's offense in the second half, once Dak, you could see it, even in the second quarter, Dak started to cook a little bit. I felt like the old Detroit defense was back on the field. Like, they're not dominant. Like, they're not good enough to win a Super Bowl, basically. The offense is. I don't think the defense is.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they could not, like, really step on the throat of Dallas. And even when CeeDee Lamb went out of the game with a concussion in the third quarter, and George Pickens was either double-teamed or disinterested in really going max effort, that's not just our opinion. Also, Richard Sherman, who was a broadcaster on the game last night, calling out George Pickens. The defense really couldn't, like, put the clamps down on them. Now, listen, Brian Branch was getting banged up in this game. Stop me if you've heard that before.
They
had some guys in and out of the lineup. Meanwhile, it's a good sign, though, where Dan Campbell, who took over offensive play calling responsibilities again, Pearl, was able to get Jahmyr Gibbs in space. And once that happens, he's off to the races. He scored three touchdowns last night. Yeah. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's playing on a bum ankle, we thought, caught six passes on nine targets for 92 yards.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really the greatest Gibbs game. He couldn't really do anything. The run game got stuffed. So the Cowboys did do that, except for one play where Montgomery broke out. So the Cowboys at least stopped Gibbs running. The problem is he's like McCaffrey. He's such a good receiver. We'll see. I kind of like Detroit's offense where they are right now. I just worry, how do you let up 417 yards once CeeDee Lamb goes out of the game? It felt like maybe they were giving them up on, you know, playing bend, don't break. But it did feel like Dallas could have scored a lot of points. They did score 30 points.
Well, there were two specific times when they were facing a fourth and four at the end of the first half, and then a fourth and 3 at the end, towards the later in the game in the fourth quarter, and they elected to kick field goals on both of those when you're basically in the red zone.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have made it. They still would have needed to get the ball back and stop Detroit if they had scored a touchdown.
Which they were not doing, which I think was the reason why you'd say, Shoddy, go for it here, because your defense is not able to put up any resistance. The only time they stopped Detroit in the second, and after the second quarter, basically, was a blocked field goal.
Right. There was a key play cough. They finally felt like they got to the Lions, and it was 3rd and 8, I believe, and Goff somehow flinged it up in the air and got a 40-yard gain and a roughing the passer. That was an absolute killer for the Cowboys. They just couldn't stop. And early downs, the Lions were doing really well. That came down to the Cowboys defense. Again, I think you and I disagree. Like, I'm not killing the Cowboys on this one. That was a tough assignment last night.
Yeah, I'm not being as favorable towards the Cowboys on this one. I thought that the Lions came with a lot more juice in this game, and it's must win for both. Like, I don't see this as, oh, this was the Lions back against the wall, but the Cowboys could somehow afford this loss. They can't. You know, their playoff chances went from a mere 17% down to 9%. Like, this is just not a playoff team.
But they were down 27-9 and came back to make it 30-27. I mean, that is a team that can turn on some juice. So their offense was really, really good in the second half.
If you're going to be showing up to work today or, you know, around the water cooler, at the warehouse, wherever, George Pickens is going to be a big topic of conversation. So let's hear, guys, Richard Sherman calling out Pickens for a lack of effort last night.
George Pickens throughout the game, especially late in the game, just looked uninterested in playing football. You know, and that's what you can't have. If you're going to be a superstar, if you want to be the best receiver in the National Football League, you can never be disengaged. It doesn't matter if the game's going your way or not going your way. You can't just disappear in these games or else you're not going to have impact.
Yeah, again, that's Richard Sherman. And, you know, I'll agree with Sherman on this one. First of all, there was like a pass to Pickens, a Dak Prescott pass that basically got taken away from him. And that counts as an interception on Dak. And then the second thing on Pickens, I do think the refs got in his head a little bit. You know, he didn't get some calls early. The refs were calling this game in an odd way, I thought. Kind of screwed both teams.
I mean, Pickens was screaming on the sideline. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was, and he got taken out of the game, I think, by the refs. And that's himself. Here's more from Sherman about, you know, is this game kind of a warning sign for the Cowboys if they want to sign Pickens to a long-term deal?
Just right here, cruising routes. You're the guy. You're the guy. CeeDee Lamb is not in this game. He's out. And you get intercepted on your slant routes, and you can't be the guy and half-ass it. I'm sorry. That's just, you can't, it's unacceptable. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at him and you're looking to pay him big time receiver money, $40 million, you got to look at this tape and say, hey, is this a guy we can trust paying $40 million to show up regardless of circumstance? And I don't know.
Yeah, that was Richard Sherman. Pointed criticism there. And he mentioned CeeDee Lamb went out. Lamb got a concussion in the third quarter. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously there's incredible value to having George Pickens. Why do you think everyone else was wide open last night? Why do you think, I mean, how many yards? Dak Prescott at 400 yards.
Yeah, yeah, close.
So basically, yeah, I mean, there's incredible value to having George Pickens. He's absolutely, normally, you cannot cover him one-on-one. So that puts enormous pressure on the defense when you have him and CeeDee Lamb. I would re-sign him. I think what they've been doing together, I mean, since they've been together, what's their record when the two are on the field together? They're definitely a playoff team then.
I hear it from Brian Schottenheimer, please. He was talking after the game, of course, the Dallas head coach, that the offense had big plays but settled for too many field goals.
Really proud of Flournoy, him stepping up. I thought CeeDee before the injury was outstanding. You know, we knew we'd hit some explosives, and unfortunately, we just, you know, we weren't very good in the red zone. Kicked too many field goals, and against a team like this, you can't kick field goals.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious for the offensive play caller. You're like, well, we settled for too many field goals. Like, yeah, well, you could have gone for it on a couple fourth downs there, coach. Isn't that a funny way to put it, Pearl?
Yeah. Just by the way, they're 5-3-1 when Lamb and Pickens are together. I don't know. I'm not going to. How can you listen to Richard Sherman when he's talking about a wide receiver? That man is in his DNA, hates every offensive player.
I don't know. I think he especially hates his former teammate, Russell Wilson, and everyone else gets passed.
Yeah, that's true.
But spot the lie. Even if you think Sherman is being, you know, is harsh on offensive players, George Pickens did not look like he was giving max effort on some of those plays.
I don't know. I'm not going to kill him on that pick. The pick six. Yeah, it was a tough play. The guy got it, poked his hand in there. It happens. I'm not absolutely
killing.
What
about the other routes where he appeared to slow down or wasn't, you know, didn't seem like he was giving
full effort? The ball clearly wasn't going to him. He had a safety on him. I mean, the reality is, you know, he's human. If he knows that, listen, the other wide receiver is running wide open. I'm not getting the ball here. What do you expect him to do?
Wow, that's really giving him a pass off the hook on a must-win game that he can give minus effort, and it's okay because he knows he's double covered.
I'm watching him run that slant, thinking about Michael Irvin running that same slant. I can't imagine a guy in a must-win game, he's letting that corner get his hands in there.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
I got to tell you, two people, if you think if Pickens gets loose, you don't think Howie Roseman's calling immediately? Immediately.
Oh, he's a stud. I would pay him, but I just thought it was a terrible performance from him last night. They needed more. They needed more. And I'm usually someone who kills CeeDee Lamb for these big games because he usually doesn't show up. He showed up big time last night. Pickens, that pick cannot happen. Like, you can't have an interception
there. That happened to CeeDee Lamb a couple years ago, like multiple times, and he's still awesome. Right, like, would you have given up on CeeDee Lamb right then?
No, but they've lost a lot with him, and he's been a reason why they've lost playoff games.
Like, but still, he's still an incredibly valuable player.
But I think at the end of the day, with Dallas, they're trying to win a Super Bowl. If that's the goal for this eventually, if we know this season may be lost, but you're trying to build a champion.
So you wouldn't pay Lamb either?
I'm not saying I wouldn't pay these guys. My point is, do these guys show championship pedigree? And I'm not sure. Like, last night, that was a do-or-die, you-got-to-give-everything kind of game. That game you can't lose. And to start the second half, and you throw your hands out there kind of loosey-goosey and let Robertson just get his hand in there and it causes a pick, the game was over by that point. There was no way Dallas was coming back. They tried, but there was not enough possessions in the game with the way the Lions were scoring. You had zero margin for error. You could not have a half-ass route there.
I'm with EJ. I think that it looked like Detroit was the more locked in, dialed in team. Now, it still became a 3-point game at one point because I don't think Detroit is necessarily a great football team. Okay. They're not a great football team, but I think you can always control your effort. And Dak Prescott was obviously out there trying to do everything he could. Other guys were out there trying to run and go as 100 miles an hour. TJ's point, CeeDee Lamb, 6 catches, 121 yards before he left with the concussion. And on the concussion, the play where he got banged up, he's trying to do an Odell Beckham-like catch, one hand all the way behind him, trying to do everything he could to bring down that ball. I don't know. I just wonder, like, also about George Pickens. So Richard Sherman had this pointed criticism of him. What does it do for the next game? Right? Because Dak Prescott can stand at the podium and say, we're all still locked in. We're all still dialed in. That's great for the quarterback to say that. But, you know, the playoff chances are slim to none. And I'm curious how Pickens shows up next week, right? It's like, does he bounce back and have a really big game? Or do we see this compound itself after this mini bye? We'll all find out. I don't know.
I hope you guys are right. And he gets free on free agency is in the bargain bin. I would take that guy in a second now.
I just think they'll franchise tag him. Like, I don't think that he's going to get the $40 million next year if he continues to check out.
I mean, didn't he just have 140 yards against the Chiefs last week?
Yeah, but what was his effort last night?
I know. He had a bad game. He had one play. And by the way, I'm watching that interception again. That was a bang, bang play. To immediately judge a whole guy's season on one play, seems harsh to me, but...
Well, but here's the thing. He obviously comes in with a reputation. If he was this no-doubt unbelievable guy, he would have never shaken loose from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is why Pittsburgh didn't pay him. Because he can get taken out of games by factors outside the football game, whether it's another guy trash-talking him or the refs. Like, we know he's a great talent. Nobody's denying his talent. We've seen it all season. It just... This was a little alarming to me just because, like, oh... That's why Pittsburgh got rid of him, even though they desperately need him, clearly.
They brought in another guy who's able to get taken out of games sometimes by trash-talking refs and DK Metcalf, and they paid him. Joe's in San Francisco. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Richard Sherman, he right. You know, he showed bad makeup last night. If I'm a Cowboys organization, I'm taking a good look at that because they lost that game last night, and that could have been a game that put him in the playoffs. And when you go to the playoffs, you keep moving. Organization is making money. That's money that they don't got to pay him the $40 million he's gonna be looking for. So I would be taking a good look at that. And the other thing is, I called a couple of days ago because you guys were talking about your high cable bills. But
yeah,
you know, we use some boxes called the VC box, and you can watch any baseball game, football game, basketball game, anything is being televised. You can watch it, and it's got 35,000-40,000 movies on it. And they keep up with all the new stuff. So, you know, when you guys talked about Showtime and Peacock and all that's on the box. Hmm. You one-time fee, and that's it. Like, we don't pay no cable bill. We pay $200, $300 for the box. It runs off your internet.
Yeah.
And you just pay your internet bill, and that's it. And yeah. You're done with cable.
Interesting. I've never heard of this before, Joe. Thank you for the call. I'm looking it up. The VC box. Free ad for them, I guess.
The first thing I see here is a Reddit thing saying, how is VC box legal?
You know what? You know some of the crazy stuff they'll do now where they will give you like Pearl, they're able to some of these streaming services will make it so it looks like your TV is in a foreign country. And then you're able to get that sports packages. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're sitting in Wisconsin, but they'll tell you that your cable or your streaming is coming from like Ukraine or something. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know why I picked Ukraine. That's probably a bad example. Whatever.
Yeah, Indonesia or someplace like that. Yeah,
something. India. Yeah. And it's nuts. I don't know how that's legal or works, but I guess it does.
It feels like there's got to be some kind of like loophole they're making to make this stuff happen.
Have you ever talked to our boss, Ryan Hurley, about his situation, his setup with his TV?
Is that for over the air?
Well, I think it's kind of funny. He's got a situation. I don't know why it wouldn't be. He's paying for it. It's not like he's not pirating it. But he's able to text some guy, some number, if he wants a certain movie, and they're able to give it to him.
That's, wow.
Should I have not said that over the air?
No, I'm actually like, that's the way we're getting around these streaming services. I got to get up on it, apparently, because I'm
feel like
paying
a loser.
Way too much money.
I know. I still have cable.
So
like
I,
a dope.
My cable's free, but that's because I got to deal with a new apartment.
Ah. So. But it won't be free forever.
No. It's only for a year. Save rent.
Watch all the... What do you even watch on cable?
Sports.
Baseball. Yeah. Baseball specifically.
Basically sports. Yeah. Trying to figure out what TBS or TNT is when it's March Madness or baseball season, baseball playoffs.
Yep, that's what you need it for. FS1, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm checking this out. Thank you to Joe in San Francisco. I don't know. 888-710-4ISN. I mean, it has gotten out of control.
People in the chat are saying this is legit. Starting Park Racing in the Twitch chat is saying that, yeah, I got it too. It's awesome.
Man, I got to get on this. I got to cut the cord. It's just like, I don't know, maybe it's my age and what I'm used to. It's like hard for me to take that final step.
Well, if you're looking to keep Netflix, you might have got some bad news because they just bought Warner Brothers. So
did that go through yesterday?
Yeah, well, it's official today, yeah. So get ready for whatever the bill's going to be. That bill's going
way up.
They just raise it, right?
Yeah, and it's going to, I mean, they're going to have HBO and DC and Game of Thrones, everything. I mean, basically everything Warner has now is going to be under Netflix. That's going to cost you an arm and a leg every month.
Yeah.
You have to give up your firstborn to keep Netflix every week.
I mean, plus all the live sports they have now. Basically, they've cornered the market on boxing.
Yeah, boxing, and now they have wrestling.
Right. They've got WWE. They've got it all. They have all the Christmas games now for the NFL, Pearl.
Yeah.
Huh.
Disney and Netflix will own everything in a matter of a very short amount of time.
18 months?
Yeah. It's scary.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The worst part about it, obviously, like the world, you know, consolidates and all that. But if you ever have an issue, good luck getting someone on the phone. Like, you're never getting any kind of customer service. That's the worst part.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. Because it's all AI and, like, if you press one, if you need this, it's a dead end. You're on the phone forever. By the way, speaking of AI, I saw this, Pearl, that they had an AI system pick the best bet that you can have for NFL football this week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this was a story that I saw on CBSSports.com.
Mm-hmm.
AI is picking what they believe the best bet of this current weekend, week 14, mm-hmm. in the NFL. Do you know what they said is best bet? They're back in the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Titans. I'm like, there's no shot that the robots are taking our jobs yet because...
Oh, I picked the Browns for that one.
You can pick the Browns. I can't imagine anything that has to do with the Browns is the best bet of the weekend.
Really? I love that game because Myles Garrett is going to destroy that entire offense.
There's no team I trust less than the Browns. Maybe the Titans and the Browns are the two teams I trust the least.
Really? It's funny. I think the Titans are a totally different level of bad than the Browns. I feel like the Browns could beat anybody in a given week. Yeah, the Browns they have Myles Garrett. I like that AI.
Yeah, but then what do they do on offense?
Who cares? Just I would.
They have three wins. Like, obviously, this is not a good football team.
I mean, you got the Broncos playing the Raiders this week.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rams, like, Rams and Cardinals.
Yeah, the Broncos will play anybody down to the final moment.
I just can't imagine any best bet would ever include the Browns.
That's interesting. I do this best bet thing, and I actually have the Browns.
Really?
Yeah. For
Are you the machine?
Yeah, I actually considered looking at the Raiders because I feel like the Broncos will just play with their food in that one.
What about Rams Cardinals though?
And Rams coming off a loss, they need to make a statement here.
You know,
right?
It's funny about that Rams Cardinal. What's the spread on that one again?
8.5.
Yeah, it feels like the Cardinals in divisional games might spice. I mean, listen, these are NFL spreads. Anybody, I don't care. AI might be super and any supercomputer. The NFL spreads are the most well-vetted spreads in all of Vegas. Like, they know what they're doing. So, like, nobody, and even AI is smarter than these spreads. Just keep that in mind at all times.
I don't know. The spread on last night's game was 3, and the final score was 14, the deficit, 44 to 30.
Yeah, I bet you more money came in on the Cowboys. So the spread was good, right?
Maybe. I don't know. 888-710-4ISN.
Wait. You don't believe in the spreads being smart?
No, obviously the spreads are amazing. And the over-unders at times can be even closer, which is crazy.
Right, but the whole object is to get as much money in as possible. No, these spreads are, NFL is very, they have AI set these spreads, I'll bet you, at some point. Like, that's AI going up against AI. But you can win. There are supercomputers, but the casinos can suss them out. You'll, like, a guy will come with 24 different bets on Division II football or something. Like, oh, okay.
They're like, do you know Terry Rozier?
You have an algorithm that is a little too good.
888-710-4ISN. Maggie and Perloff show. So much to do, including conference championship games in college football. What does it mean when Alabama takes the field against Georgia in the SEC championship game? And what is the most important matchup of the weekend? We've got all that for you next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, Pearl, while you're watching football this weekend, the NFL, that is, can I tell you who's going to be two special guest commentators?
Oh, who?
Two special guest commentators this week in the NFL. Both play for the New York Football Giants.
Okay, I know one of them because I saw the headline.
Yes. Jameis Winston is going to be on Fox, and Russell Wilson is going to be on CBS.
I saw Russell Wilson. I did not see Jameis. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Russell Wilson probably should stay in the booth this weekend.
Yeah,
Jameis has got a lot more left.
You know, I just feel, in some ways, I kind of feel a little bad for Russell Wilson because Jameis Winston is so clearly going to be the better broadcaster here because he's got no filter and because he's got a way bigger personality that he'll let us all see. I don't know if Jameis is a little bit of a phony, a fraud. I have no idea if this is legit, if it's real. But Jameis is by far the more entertaining person.
Well, yeah, I mean, that doesn't always translate to broadcaster. I mean, nobody was... Well, you guys don't like him, but nobody was more boring as a player than Tony Romo, and then he just cut loose in the broadcast booth. I think Russ would be good. You're right. He's going to be buttoned up, but, I mean, the guy, he's just, listen, he talks for a living. He'll be fine. I think he'll be, I bet you he gets hired. It'll probably be a little bit like Drew Brees, where at first he'll be too clean, then he'll come out and say stuff that is more controversial. I think he'll be fine. I think, honestly, do not go back to the Giants after this week.
Just stay with CBS?
Yeah.
Ask if you can just hang on for the rest of the year?
Yeah. I bet you we come in Monday and you're a little surprised. Like, oh, Russ was better than I thought. I think it's possible.
No. He's such a corporation. I know that Mr. Unlimited, but I don't think he's going to be able to make fun of himself even.
Oh, but he blew up Sean Payton a couple of weeks ago. I'm not surprised this is happening. Like, we talked about this maybe being the setup, and here we are.
Yeah. Reminds me a little bit of Tiki Barber.
Mm.
Because Tiki was Mr. Corporate. He was always, and then he did a very smooth transition into the booth. And Tiki was better. I'll be totally honest. Like, yeah. Tiki was incredible as a player. But I think it could be, I think he could go out at about 36. Is he 36 now?
About, I think so.
Yeah, I think he could make transition into the booth pretty easily, probably doing color, because I don't know if he'd be good in a studio, but you're right, he doesn't say anything.
No, so I think he's going to do the studio. See, this is what I think you get with Russell Wilson. If it's about Sean Payton, who tried to take away his injury guarantees and his contract money, and it had something real personal, then he's going to be good. But I don't know if he's going to criticize people, right? Like, be critical of the game plan, of play calls, of performance, right? Like, he has personal beef with Sean Payton. This reminds me of Drew Brees. Drew Brees, when he was still a player, Pearl, yeah, but would do interviews a lot. I know he did a lot on Dan Patrick. He joined us on SI all the time. He was very generous with his time. If you got him talking about Roger Goodell, Drew Brees would bring a howitzer. He hated Goodell because of Bountygate. And you could get him to tee off on Goodell all the time. Everything else, very milquetoast, very vanilla, very down the middle. Now, to be fair to Brees, I like him on the games. He's actually been good. But when he was like asked to give his opinion about things going on in the NFL, unless it was Goodell that he had personal beef with, it was all very vanilla.
You are a loser, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think Russell sounded a lot like Brady. We didn't say
and
anything.
Brady hasn't been great.
Yeah, but he's got a little better. Actually, I think he talks too much now, where he probably didn't talk enough his first season. But I think he'll be totally, he's like solid. I think he can make it as a broadcaster. You think he's just going to flame out immediately?
I don't have a lot of faith.
Russ is pretty smart. Yeah, I think, I mean, listen, you know, I know like Richard Sherman hates him and he comes off as phony, but Russ, there's a like a fun, good Russ under there. The Wisconsin Russ. Bring that Russ back.
It's up to him if he wants to let us into it. Rich is in Sacramento. Wants to talk about last night's Cowboys-Lions game. Lions win 44-30. What's up, Rich? Where are you?
Hey, I'm in Sacramento. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, coming from a Cowboys perspective and watching Pickens last night, yeah, he had an off game, but I'm citing that dude no matter what. He's a baller. You know, there was something off totally with him. He was just totally off. Even when you just watched him and looked in his eyes, something was missing. But the thing that stands out the most to me, obviously, what was lost, it was lost on the O-line and the D-line. I mean, that left tackle dude was just getting beat all night long.
Yeah, I felt bad for that dude.
I was a little troubled when Schottenheimer went for the field goal at the end right there. It was a 26-yard field goal. I'm like, go for the touchdown. You're right there. If you get it, you're Aubrey will kick a 65-yard field goal. So they lost with that. You turn the ball over three times. Two, obviously, sets you back. But the kickoff, the coverage is
terrible.
The special teams coverage is terrible. And I don't get it, because that ball should be in the end zone every single kickoff with the strength of the legs of those guys. So something's off right there, too. I didn't get that.
Oh, no. If you kick it in the end zone, it comes out to the 35, so they won't do that. They have to kick it between the 0 and 20.
And the way the kicker, the accuracy on those guys, still, it's better than giving it to the 50. I don't know what the average starting spot for the Lions.
42.
But they just got flat beat. That in the heart of it is, the Cowboys defense had three good games, and they fell back to where they were the last 7 weeks prior to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich, looked a little more like the pre-Quinn and Williams trade than the post-trade. Pearl, do you know who the special teams coordinator is for Dallas?
Oh, no, I actually, no, I don't.
Sorensen? And do you remember this guy? Nick Sorensen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was.
You hated this guy.
He was like a coordinator somewhere, right?
The 49ers.
Yeah.
Special teams 49ers that you used to criticize the 49ers special teams like every, it bothered you to no end.
Yeah, no, he's terrible. I didn't realize they hired him. I mean, whatever happened to Bones Fossil? Why'd they let him out of the building?
I don't know. I don't know where Bones Fossil is.
He's around. No, he's a coordinator somewhere, too, now.
Titans, right?
What's that?
Titans, I believe.
Do you know who else is a mess? Is the all-pro returner, Kevontae Turpin. Every time he gets a punt, it's a total adventure. You don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to run backwards? Is he going to fake? Last night, he got nailed for doing a fake fair catch. Yeah, there's something a little off in that unit. But I do think the bottom line, I mean, listen, you're talking a lot about George Pickens. The defense, especially on first and second down early in the game, they couldn't get control of the game. That was the problem. Like, Detroit just had way too many first downs. That was gutting them the whole time.
Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest and greatest. What's up, folks?
Guys, they were down 27-9 at one point on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys did get within 3 points of the Lions twice in the fourth, but that was it.
Prescott back and looking. A lot of time. Throws middle. Caught. Oh, 15. And then intercepted by the Lions. Bounced in and out of the hands of the receiver and picked off by DJ Reed. Ryan Floyd had it. DJ Reed said, I'll take it, and the Lions have it, and they've got this game. They've got this game.
They got it, 44-30. Dak Prescott's second pick coming after Jahmyr Gibbs' third rushing touchdown. Here's his QB, Jared Goff.
It's hard not to take him for granted. He's so good every week and does a great job in everything we ask him. I think, you know, we would have probably wanted to get more from him in the run game. There just wasn't much there, but the pass game and him being able to get in the end zone was awesome.
Gibbs only ran for 43 yards last night, but caught 7 passes from Goff for 77 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown had 6 and 92 after seeming to be a long shot to play with that sprained ankle from Thanksgiving. The Cowboys' 3-game win streak ending with 3 turnovers and 5 sacks of Prescott. They now have 2 less wins than these Lions, who remain outside the playoff picture for now. The NFL and Players Association have agreed on a new system for playing surfaces. Teams will now pick from a pre-approved list of grass or synthetic fields, with all fields needing to be replaced by 2028. And it felt like he was the final piece to the Super Bowl puzzle in Buffalo, but now veteran corner Darius Slay is not reporting to the Bills after being claimed off waivers from the Steelers. Instead, he is considering retirement.
Yeah, I was a little ticked off by this story, not going to lie,
surprising.
As the resident Bills fan here, because first of all, what does he think's going to happen? Like, Darius Slay's been in the league for this long. Did he think that the Eagles, where he wants to go, just all of a sudden miraculously have the first waiver claim in the league? Like, you dummy. So now he's going to, what, pretend to retire so they can come out of retirement to go join the Philadelphia Eagles, like 2 days before the playoffs? It doesn't work like that.
You jabroni!
I would assume, though, that his agent probably back-channeled and said, hey, like, these are the teams we want to play with, so don't claim them, please. And the Bills probably said, well, I don't care. I mean, they claimed them.
Also, why don't you want to show up in Buffalo? They have just as good a shot of in the playoffs probably as the Eagles do right now.
I don't think there's any person on planet Earth who has said that I want to show up in Buffalo in December.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's cold enough in New York. I can't imagine what the weather. Let's look up the weather in Buffalo today.
Yeah,
just
but
a good idea.
It's you don't have to buy a house and, you know, live there for the next 20 years. You got to show for a couple months to a really good team.
Maggie, it's 15 degrees today.
That's balmy. Wait till January comes.
Yeah,
oh, he's got the snow coming on Saturday.
We haven't even technically hit winter yet.
He's got to stay for that too. That's why he said hell no.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because Philadelphia is what, 85 and sunny today? No way.
At least you can get a good cheesesteak every now and then, but geez.
Man, this guy, it's a loser move.
Yeah, it is definitely a loser move. I mean, at this stage of his career.
I mean, he also stunk, which is why the Steelers didn't want him anymore.
He's not great.
He's a locker room personality. Yeah, he's got a good personality. But meanwhile, the Bills had to actually cut somebody to make room for him, and they put someone, I believe, on practice squad, and that person got scooped up by the Texans.
I was surprised the Bills wanted this guy.
They need help, dude.
Yeah, they need help, but I just think that he is a big personality. He hasn't played that great.
Oh man, he's easy to get open on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I've watched him.
This is what happens.
This is the kind of guy you want to bring in your locker room late in the season.
Well, they feel like the locker room goes how Josh Allen goes, but
sure.
This is what happens when you botch the trade deadline. Then you're getting Brandon Cooks and you're getting Darius Slay.
Wait, no, Maggie, you didn't hear? It was the Jets, Muji's fault.
Yes,
all these young GM think this is Madden.
Yeah.
You guys are total idiots.
According to your guy, Brandon Bean.
Many, many moons ago, Doug Gottlieb hosted a show on this very network. He now works elsewhere and added a second gig as the head coach of Green Bay men's basketball team. Last night, his team was up 11, 4 minutes left against Robert Morris, and lost 80-78.
As you see, Coach Gottlieb, not happy, frustrated the way out.
Oh, what did he do? The TV cameras caught him firing a chair against the wall as he left the court last night.
Oh, Doug, keep it together, man.
Wait, a disgrace.
He's got 4 wins on the season. I think that's already surpassed the total from last year, no?
Matches,
okay.
Yes.
All right, so he's off to a goodish start. They're 4-6. Mm. They're obviously
could have been
5-5
last night.
It was Robert Morris.
Yeah.
You lose a game to one guy.
Yeah. I always laugh at that and then hate myself.
It's usually I say for March. Stephen F. Austin against Robert Morris, 1-1, baby.
Listen, you got a big bounce back spot against Wright State this weekend. Yeah. So let's go, Doug.
Yeah, and then Joe Klatt's coming on in the afternoon, too.
They could have won 4.
He's doing multitasks. Yeah. The game plan for Wright State and also, do your power rankings of your top 5 quarterbacks.
It's unbelievable that he sustains a national radio show and coaches a team.
They could have won 4 in a row if they would have won this game.
Yeah. And Robert Morris might be good, right?
I can't speak to that, but you're up 11 with 4 minutes left.
Fordham usually plays them, don't they?
They do not. No.
No?
They are 7-3 this season, so they've started off okay.
You got to give me a Ken Palm or a Ned on those guys now. 7-3 can mean a lot of things. Fordham is 6-3.
You look at me like I'm crazy to assume Fordham might play Robert Morris.
Hey,
who's Fordham play? Like Colgate?
They actually did play Colgate their last game.
Wow.
Holy Cross tomorrow.
Pros in the stands for that one. We've never asked you. I don't think we've talked about this on the air about Jace Howard, who plays for Fordham. So how often do you see Juwan?
So long story short, we see none of them because Juwan never came to a game while Jace was on the roster. He is no longer on the roster. Unfortunately, he has part of the reason why he didn't play at Michigan for 4+ years because he was always hurt and he had a medical retire in the last couple of weeks.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so there's the chance of me and Juwan becoming fast friends is now off the table.
But
so
we have it with Perloff, though.
Yeah, I see him. He lived next door to me for like a month. Yeah. And then I saw him every day at the Starbucks, and I never saw him again. And you can't miss him. He's quite tall.
And the crazy thing was one of the Fordham assistant coaches is Derek Phelps, the North Carolina guard. He's literally the guy that forced the Weber turnover in that game.
No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
probably why he doesn't want to show up to the games.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Yeah. Bad memories.
I think he's also working for the Nets, right?
Just walks right out.
He travels a little bit.
Is he still with the Nets?
I think he is,
Yeah, I saw him on a bench.
Do the Nets even have a coaching staff? Does it even matter?
Shrapnel for Jordy Fernandez this morning.
Remember when Kyrie Irving said that everyone coaches the team, they're coaching off vibes, and Steve Nash was the head coach?
Yeah, they didn't need that. They didn't actually
need a head coach, yeah.
That was
coach
crazy.
Off vibes.
Yeah, now they have a coach and they need players.
Vibes aren't going to do it.
No, this is not good enough. Danny Wolf vibes.
My favorite thing about the Nets now is that your best player, Michael Porter Jr., is just part podcaster now, apparently, because it seems like every week there's a new podcast with him saying something completely insane. Like last week, it was like, oh, I don't pay anybody tip.
He doesn't tip anybody?
Oh, yeah. He said, I don't know why if I spend, you know, $3,000 on something that I got to pay a $500 tip. That doesn't make sense to me.
It was what, does he live in Europe?
Look, Maggie.
He might be soon.
You cleared it out of my algorithm. Michael Porter Jr. is giving literally takes on everything.
Everything.
Every week.
Wait, he thinks
on a different podcast, by the way. It's not always whatever podcast he's on. It seems like he's a guest on a podcast every week. And I'm like, how many podcasts out there?
And is he dating Sophie Cunningham?
Is that a thing, too? I didn't even know that.
I think so.
We're giving some points for that one.
He's also playing, I mean, again, take it with a grain of salt. He's playing very well for the Nets.
He's shooting the ball.
They love him, apparently.
He's shooting the ball like crazy. He's getting all the shots he wants because that team is awful. But he's doing a Doug Gottlieb. He's now, like, he's on more podcasts.
Hosting a national radio show and playing guard for the Nets.
He's on more podcasts than Stephen A. Smith. This guy's always talking about
something. Wait, hold on one second. I just got to back this up. He thinks he can go to a fancy restaurant with a big table of people and drop $3,000. That's a big check. But he can drop $3,000. And he would not have to pay, and actually it's not even 500. Wouldn't 600 actually be 20%?
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah, the official quote was, if you're spending $3,000 on a meal, you shouldn't have to pay $400 in tip.
What? How could he actually get to that logic? And again, $400 in tip is you being a cheapskate.
Listen, he'll tell you next week because he's going to be on another podcast talking about something else.
I hate when rich people are cheap.
I do too.
It's really annoying. Get a little class.
Eat the rich.
Yeah.
Bleep them. Curse. Say something mean to them. Call them a bad name.
Call them a name.
Billionaires are evil. Boom, 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 boom.
Take that, FCC.
You know, in this day and age, that could get you thrown away.
By the way, Michael Porter Jr., he's averaging 25 points a game.
I know.
I did not know. I thought the Nets had like five guys named Cam and were just trying to get a high draft.
One of them's hurt. And one of them got traded. I think they're down to zero Cams right now on the extra roster.
I mean, they played the Knicks and Mike Brown after the game was like, our defense against Michael Porter Jr. was unacceptable. He had like 30-something, I think, and the Knicks won by 100 points. It was just like, he can score as many points as he wants, and it just does not matter because that team has no NBA players, essentially.
Yeah, by the way, Michael Porter Jr. is all gravy because he was this great talent who was supposed to not have an NBA career because his back was toast.
Yeah.
And now he's done more than we could have expected. Guy has a ring.
If he never got hurt, I mean, he's already become a great player, or a good player at least. If he never got hurt, he probably would be a perennial all-star. Because considering he's doing this with a messed up back, imagine if he wasn't hurt.
Wasn't the rap on him always the mentality, though?
Yeah, he's a knucklehead.
Yeah, clearly, if he's stiffing waiters and waitresses on $3,000 tabs, I'm not about that.
And I'm a loser.
710-4ISN. Bokes, thanks a lot. Coming up next, we have to get to the SEC championship game and the other most important championship game of the weekend as far as the field of 12 college football playoff. Maggie Perloff.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, this MLS game preview is sponsored by Lowe's. Find what you need to get projects done from brands you trust at prices you'll love. Lowe's, we help you save. All right, what's going on in the MLS? I know it's a big, big weekend.
So Inter Miami FC hosts the Vancouver Whitecaps for the MLS Championship at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox tomorrow. In the opening three-match series of the MLS Cup, Vancouver fell 2-1 to the Football Club of Dallas, but went on a two-game win streak, including the deciding game on penalty kicks, and then winning again on penalty kicks in the quarterfinal match against LAFC. Lastly, it was a decisive 3-1 victory against San Diego FC in the semis that secured their spot in this matchup. On the other side of the field, Inter Miami split their first two games of the opening round with Nashville SC before winning three straight matches by four goals, including the deciding Game 3 against Nashville 4-0, the quarterfinal game against FC Cincinnati 4-0, and lastly the semifinal match against New York City FC 5-1. After being held scoreless in that game, the MLS season goal-scoring leader Lionel Messi will look to get back in the goal column as he has scored six goals so far throughout these playoffs, including points on all four of their goals during their quarterfinals match. For Vancouver and Miami, this is their first cup appearance each, and once again, 2:30 p.m. tomorrow on Fox.
Wow. Move over, Alexi Lalas. It's a new soccer analyst in town.
Wow, Scarpacci nailed it.
By the way, I heard it.
That was like Magic Johnson's tweets.
Yeah, it was a little literal. A little literal. But I saw an interesting take on this game. Dan Le Batard was going off on Fox and everyone else. This should be a massive deal. Mm. Messi's about to win the MLS Cup, and there has not been a lot of buzz about it. I feel like everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin and Miami, Notre Dame, and MLS should be taking more advantage of this. You have to admit, it's kind of, I don't know, seems to come out of nowhere. I didn't even know Vancouver's team was called the Whitecaps.
Well, that could be a you problem.
It feels like a... Oh, sorry, were you... You were.
No, I'm just saying, I agree with you. Like, what do you think they could have done? Like, promote it more during the NFL
games?
Yeah,
I mean, Le Batard broke it down. Like, they really have not put the whole promotional weight behind this because they seem so focused on football. That was Le Batard's take. And I kind of agree with him. Like, you know what? I watch a ton of Fox. I watch millions of games on Fox. Yeah. A lot of college football, too.
Totally.
And I just don't feel like I'm hit home with a lot of Cody Campbell ads and Donald Trump on college football. I don't feel like the MLS is, you know, hits my timeline all the time.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. Yeah. I mean, I definitely know that we're into the semifinals of The Masked Singer whenever it's on Fox. But I did not know about Messi. No, I mean, yeah, it's odd. But, you know, a lot of MLS games are on Apple, right?
Yeah, so, they have that deal that Messi's getting a cut of that too, which is
crazy. It's a subscription-based thing, obviously. So they kind of put a lot of their games sort of behind that paywall. I don't know.
Wow, this one's on Fox. And Le Batard says it's about time they amp it up, but that'll be fun to watch. Of course, he's down in Miami. And the thing is, it'll go up against the end of the BYU-Texas Tech game and the beginning of the Georgia-Alabama game. I think you and I sort of see this. I think that Texas Tech game is going to be over by then, so you can watch Messi. I think Texas Tech is going to roll.
I hope so.
Stealing another take. Lance Zierlein, our buddy, NFL.com draft analyst, is like, watch out for Texas Tech to win this title. He's like, they have NFL players at every spot. Do not just look at them as a charity case from the Big 12. He said they're a legit contender in a slightly wide open field. I thought that really interesting. Because you're right. We don't talk about Tech.
They're the fourth-ranked team in the country, aren't they? I mean, we do talk about them.
But we don't talk about them as a real contender.
Well, because they have not had the schedule. We didn't see them play against Ohio State. We haven't seen them play against, you know, some of the bigger teams. Now, they already played BYU. Not bigger teams, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
higher-ranked
teams.
Absolutely. And they played BYU and they smoked them earlier. So, but you always say, Pearl, it's hard to beat a team twice. But I think Texas Tech, and add into it the recruiting classes that all came out the last couple days. Pearl National Signing Day was on Wednesday. And you just see more and more talent spread out.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
We talk about this, like college football and how much it's changed, like exponentially in the last couple of years because of NIL. It's still going through this massive transformation. And all those former blue blood teams, I'm not saying we're not going to have the Ohio States and the Michigans and the Georgias and Alabamas, but look at Texas Tech. Lance saying they could win the whole thing. And he's a draft analyst just saying on pure NFL talent alone.
Yeah.
When's the last time he said that about anyone that wasn't a traditional blue blood?
No, you're right. That generally doesn't work that way. But I do feel that, something about the way this year lays out, because we haven't seen Ohio State really play anyone except for Texas. So,
yeah, but we have Ohio State. We got years and years and years of
data. Yeah, I know. Like, I know that's why we perceive
data,
them. We,
you know?
That's why we perceive them. But it just feels like anything goes once this 12-team playoff starts. And in fact, I feel like the three teams that are going to be left out, Miami, Vanderbilt, and Alabama, and Texas could probably beat any of these teams, too, on a given Sunday or Saturday.
We get into it. Vanderbilt had an interesting idea. Outside the box thinking. A little entrepreneurial. We'll get to their, I guess, their plan. Try to sneak into the college football playoff. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Plus, we're breaking down all these conference championship games, and the Dallas Cowboys bit it last night in Detroit.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.